stay tuned for the Sunday Morning Wake-Up Call on 94.7 WPVC LP Charlottesville. The Wake-Up Call is brought to you by Tiger Fuel and the markets of Tiger Fuel. Now here's your host, Rick Moore.
And good morning, everybody. Thank you so much for being here with us on the Sunday Morning Wake-Up Call. How do you follow a rant with just a nice welcome? Good morning, everyone. Thank you for being here with us. That's difficult to do, but we manage. That's right, we manage. Our guest today, for those of you who don't know, WPVC co-founder Jeff Leonard in the room. It's exciting because I guess a year and a half ago, you got some of that, this new radio station upcoming. Look forward to it. Check it out. Jeff Leonard will be with us in 6 months or so. And here we are 18 months later. And we don't really know that much about Jeff Leonard. We know that there was plans and goals for WPVC. Everyone out there is a new listener, really, at this point. I know what my goals are at the Sunday Morning Wake-Up Call. I know that Leslie and Clinton have their hopes at Homegrown. I want to find out what's going on at WPVC. I want to know more about what progressive talk is.
Well, one of my goals, good morning, Rick. It's nice to see you. And I got to tell you that today is a bit of a fulfillment of a dream for me.
Don't even try.
When you and Coy first started the show, the Wake Up Call 1.0, as we'll call it.
Actually, it goes back to Coy's show.
Right.
Had nothing to do with Wake Up Call started after Coy had left WNRN.
But I was a big fan of your show, and I think, you know, one day I'd like to be on that show. I think I could be a good guest. And unfortunately, I had to start a radio station and convince you to come over here to make that happen. So thanks for letting my dream come true.
Yeah. Well, that's an expensive way. You could have just sent me an email.
Yeah, there is that. So
there are better ways to make that happen, Jeff Leonard. So again, Jeff Leonard is our guest today. He's a co-founder with Rod Howard of WPVC 94.7, the progressive voice of Charlottesville. WPVC is also WPVC LP.
That's correct.
Correct. I want to know what LP is. I'm sure that there are a lot of people out there who, as they're driving up or down Route 29, listening to 94.7, go, where did the station go?
Well, LP is a designation. The frequency we were on, I didn't have to pay for. It was part of an FCC LP frequency competition or giveaway, and we didn't have to pay for it. And the trade-off was they don't have a whole lot of power. They've got sufficient power to hit all of the Charlottesville metro area. You can hear us in Rutgersville. You can start to pick us up in Zion Crossroads. You can get us a little bit in Crozet if you're not in a low spot, and you can get us out, you know, going down 20 South. So we've got a pretty good, maybe 100,000 population of what we can hit, but we're certainly not the power of the commercial stations that you can pick up all the way to Richmond.
So why progressive? I mean, what makes two guys go, we want to be progressive radio?
Well, progressive means a lot of things. There's progressive politics, there's progressive house music, there's progressive thoughts, there's progressive environment.
What in the world is progressive house music?
Oh, tune in to 94.7.
Oh, don't even try.
Yeah, electronic dance music, a subgenre of electronic dance music, which we have on the weekends, is called progressive house. For those of you who have teenagers, my kids aren't there yet, it's that thumping noise you hear from their bedroom. It's called electronic dance music. It is the number one music in the world. The hip-hop guys, the hip-hop DJs right now are having to tailor and change their
So when I watch the James Bond movie and he's in Europe and he goes into the club, that's the music that's playing is electronic dance music.
We'll follow our show at 12 o'clock
today. Are you
today
twisting? Because it sounds like you're twisting the definition of progressive to meet the dance, to meet the music part when you got it for, you originally started it for the talk part.
Well, we wanted to go progressive talk because you know, I'm a little bit jealous of the conservative media machine. I mean, they have it down. You wake up in the morning, you turn on Fox News, you get your talking points for the day, you get in your car, and whatever station you have on, the exact same talking points are coming from Rush Limbaugh, Sean Hannity, Glenn Beck, whoever you have on your station. Then you go to your office and you turn on your computer, and the Breitbart report and Karl Rove's emails start to come in. On your way home, you get the same stuff. And then at night, you got Hannity and Bill O'Reilly all talking the same thing. And that really is an amazingly effective media machine. So what I wanted to do in a community that voted 75% for Barack Obama, I wanted to bring thoughts and progressive ideas to a community that I felt and Rod felt were very receptive to those ideas. And as a business model, when you've got 75% of your population like-minded and thinking in the same direction, I think there's a market here for that. And I don't think that market was being hit. You know, the conservative talk shows do get numbers; they get some numbers, but I think they're the same people listening to each of the shows.
Why is it that, or let me ask it this way: what are the names? The famous names associated with progressive or liberal radio.
Well,
what are the famous names?
The famous names. There was a thing called Air America back in the day, and some of the people like Rachel Maddow started out on Air America. Ed Schultz started out on Air America.
Who was the second name?
Ed Schultz.
Ed Schultz. Okay.
Okay. He's a Virginia guy. He's from Norfolk. Went to Maury High School. But
you have yet to hit.
They are the big names. So and they went
hit,
on.
You've yet to hit Limbaugh, Beck, Hannity level.
I'd put Rachel Maddow up there.
Okay, but she's not on radio.
She's
really
not radio
now.
But,
now it's her TV show that gets played on radio.
That is correct. Right now, the big names are Bill Press, Stephanie Miller, who is absolutely hilarious, Tom Harkman, who's probably got the premier name in progressive talk right now. He's on 947 from noon to 3 each day. He's got a really, really good show. Mark Levine sits in for Leslie Marshall from 3 to 4, and then Leslie Marshall comes on from 4 to 6. Also, something you've probably heard of in the progressive sort of media talk environment is a show called Democracy Now. So that sort of constitutes the current wave of nationally syndicated progressive talkers.
All right, we'll get into specific shows on this channel, because that's what you're doing now, is you're bringing those shows into this market, and we'll talk about the times and what those shows represent. But none of those at this point are as famous or as pop culturalish as Glenn Beck, Rush Limbaugh. Why is that? Why does the conservative side of the dial have so much, is so well known?
I think it's because they embrace the medium. I think, you know, Rush Limbaugh, whether you hate him, love him, or somewhere in between, saved AM radio.
Is that because he's in a small room and nobody can hit him with a tomato?
I think people have tried. No, I think he is. He, you know, to his credit, he has made and amassed a fortune out of scaring old people, and people, for some psychological reason, people kind of enjoy being scared. And he has been able to create this fear base, at least in my estimation, and he spends an inordinate amount of time telling people to be scared and telling whom to be scared of. And that has blossomed into Fox News. It's blossomed into all the subsets that have spun off from him. The conservative media machine is something that I think historians centuries from now will write about, because you look at any demographic study, the conservative movement is a shrinking movement, yet they're becoming more and more powerful, and I think that's because they have embraced social media, radio, and television, and each day they come up with the same talking points. And if you hear the same thing enough times, regardless of its content, regardless of whether it's true or not, you begin to think it's true. If Rush says it, it must be true. If Fox News says it, it must be true. And if they all say it together, it's certainly true.
but we've been told that the media is liberal.
And that's one of their talking points. You know, I have this discussion with some of my conservative friends talking about the liberal media. Fox News, far and away, is the number one news program or news station in the world. So they're just like, well, you know, the media is so liberal. But the next word out of their mouth is, yeah, but Fox News is the number one news station in the world or in the country. It can't be both ways. You know, Fox News far and away is the most popular news source on cable news today.
But why can't it be both? Because and I'm not saying that this is true. I don't know the facts to prove my point. But if there is a small number of conservative media, Fox News, so everyone congeals around that, and there are a variety of even present both sides media, and so the numbers are spread out, and there are more than one liberal progressive sides of the media, so you don't get it all built up into one number as in Fox News. So maybe it is a little more even than we would like.
I think the people who probably host the news shows outside of Fox News, or the people who do the reporting, probably do lean more progressive. Do not disagree with that. But what we consider to be media consumption and what we consider to be news is embarrassing. It is what frustrates me more than, and one of the reasons I wanted to start this station was I'm sick and tired of turning on CNN or NBC or MSNBC and having some runway model, male or female, who's sitting up there, some talking head who's sitting up there, and they've got some guy who is so far left and some guy that's so far right on an issue, and they say, today we're going to talk about, and they name an issue, and then these two people scream at each other and talk over each other and yell at each other for 5 minutes, and then the runway model talking head comes back and says, well, we're out of time. There you have it. Hard-hitting reporting. That's not reporting. That's garbage. And you know, one of the things Rod and I desperately want to do here is give this sort of a marketplace of ideas. Give a place where people can come. And if you and I disagree about something, fine. That's how I learn. That's how people learn. That's how ideas grow. But what I can't stand is when people can disagree without being disagreeable, or when they are disagreeable. It's okay to disagree, but when you take it personal and when you start yelling at each other because you believe one way and I believe the other, that's garbage. And I think that's what our national media really is doing right now, and it's disappointing.
11:15 here on WPVC. Our guest today, Jeff Leonard, he's one of the co-founders of the station, and I'm curious as to what the station is meant to be and what the goals are of what it will become. As the station is new, it's new to most people, it's new to most listeners. We thank you for becoming one of them by tuning in today, the progressive voice of Charlottesville. Jeff, I want to know what you think the role of talk radio is then. You talked about how watching one of the TV stations and not wanting an extremist from both sides and the beautiful person in the middle sort of letting them fight back and forth for an all too limited amount of time with little accomplished. So you bring in WPVC to be the progressive station. But what is your goal for the station?
My goal for the station is, when we first applied with the FCC, we had to have a mission statement. And our mission statement was to give individuals and people in the Charlottesville metropolitan area who don't have access to being heard on the media access. So, you know, sure, our nationally syndicated talk shows hopefully will pay our bills. I mean, we'll be able to underwrite some of the content with local businesses, and we'll be able to keep the lights on. But the real desire that we have for this is to give people who don't have a voice in our community a voice. And my role here basically is to call balls and strikes. if you want to come in here and just yell at somebody about how much you don't like city government or call people names, there's places other than my station and our station for that.
So I won't be here very long.
You were, I tell you what, it was like Christmas in September when you agreed to come over here.
I interjected and I shouldn't have because I don't want to talk about me. But so I guess one of my concerns is that, you know, people talk about how media is already influenced by those who have some financial control of what's happening. The Koch brothers are often selected as that.
They're the boogeyman du jour. They certainly are.
So here comes Jeff Leonard and Rod Howard as the co-founders of this station. Not necessarily in a financial way, but what stops Jeff Leonard from controlling the news that gets put out on 94.7, the topics that get discussed on 94.7, the hosts that discuss the topics on 94.7?
You know, I have to exercise, as the co-founder, we have to exercise some dominion and control to assure that we are in compliance with FCC rules and regulations. Outside of that, I really don't care what you talk about, as long as you can disagree without being disagreeable, as long as you can come in here and be open to compromise and be open to working toward resolution with whatever your issue may be. You know, I'd be happy to entertain whatever comes our way. You know, not everything is going to be on the air. One of the questions I get a lot is, what is the hardest part? And for me, the hardest part is saying no. When people come in and say, hey, I want to do an hour on this, and I'm like, wow, that's a great idea, but I don't know if we've got the time or the manpower to do that. So your question's a fair one. What's going to stop me from taking over the local media market? I don't know. I just a conscience. But I'll tell you, everyone here that works here has another job. So this is sort of a, not a hobby, but it's a second job for a lot of us. And I was vacillating 2 years ago whether or not to launch this, to do this, and things were holding me back, and I couldn't figure out why I wasn't 100% committed to doing this. And part of my daytime job is I work in sort of the criminal justice, social service community. And a friend of mine, a dear friend, one of the consultants that I'm using for the station, was celebrating his 13th year of sobriety. He cleaned up from heroin. And you know, what do you do for a guy that's cleaned up from heroin? Who as a celebration, I said, well, can I take you out for lunch? He says, no, I'm busy. I'm doing other things. So I said, how about if I go to your NA meeting with you? Not supposed to talk about NA on the radio, apparently, because that's breaking the rules of NA. But I went there, and I was scared to death. You know, I was terrified because I'd never been in that room before. I'd been in the room where people had gone to jail and prison for using drugs, but I'd never been that intimate with the recovery community in Charlottesville. So I go into this room, and I'm sitting next to a friend. And a guy that I know and who is a friend, a dear friend. And they go around the room and the guy says, hi, I'm Rick. I'm an addict. And there's 50 people, 40 people in the room. And they go to me. I'm like, what am I going to say? So I'm sitting there and I was like, hi, I'm Jeff. Thanks for having me. So anyway, the meeting goes on for about half an hour, 45 minutes. And it gets to this guy who wants to speak up. And he looks at me and he says, he points his finger at me, and I was like, oh, no, here it comes. And he goes, you arrested me. And I was like, uh-oh. So I didn't know to run or what. And the guy says, no. So I said, I'm sorry. He goes, no, do not be sorry. He said, you saw something in me that I had yet to see in myself. He said, because of what you helped do and what the system helped do, I now have a job. I've got custody of my kids. I'm living in a house. You know, tomorrow morning I'm going to get up and get in the truck that my boss gave me and go do my assigned tasks. And I just wanted to thank you. And so I'm there crying. I don't, you know, there's such an affirming moment. But I was like, my God, there's nobody in Charlottesville telling this guy's story. That's the kind of story that is out there that we run into every day that no one has access to the airways to tell. And you know, there's if you want to yell at people, call people names, scream at people, there's plenty of room for that. But I want to tell that guy's story. I want that guy to come in here, and he's going to be on the air. I want that guy here telling his story so that he can impact and better and positively affect other people.
11:21 here on the Wake Up Call. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Sunday Morning Wake Up Call on 94.7, the progressive voice of Charlottesville. The Wake Up Call is brought to you by Tiger Fuel, heating oil and propane for your home or business, and the award-winning Markets of Tiger Fuel, with 6 area locations.
And thank you so much for being with us again today. New listeners, everybody's new here on WPVC 94.7. Our guest, Jeff Leonard, he's the station co-founder, along with Rod Howard. We're interviewing Jeff to talk about the role and the goals of PVC, as well as talk radio in general. I want to make sure that Jeff is not just promoting his own thoughts on an upcoming run for Congress.
So the Toy Lift volunteer meeting. I got an email yesterday from the Toy Lift, who we volunteered at for several years. I just want to give them a plug while you prepare your next penetrating and hard hitting question. The Toy Lift volunteer meeting is Tuesday at 6:30 p.m. at the English Inn. Visit toylift.org. We'll be out there at the Toy Lift this year as a volunteer. So if at a volunteer table. So if anyone is out there who wants to come by the Toy Lift, we'll have a sign up, and please come by and say hi. Sorry about that. I had to do a little promotion for my friends at the Toy Lift.
No, that's what that's all about. That's what that's all about. Thank you for because you know, I mean, that's part of what WPVC does, right? Is community. Mm-hmm. That's part of being the community, regardless of what side of the fence you may be on, or. But the Toy Lift would welcome gifts from progressive or conservative folks to help with those families in need. Because my guess is that when it comes time at Christmas and your family, as a parent, your kids don't have what you'd like to give them for Christmas, mm-hmm. you would welcome the gift from anyone.
Absolutely. And, you know, a very stressful time. I work pretty closely in the sort of the homeless and transient community. And, a couple of times a year are really stressful for them. One is Christmas, and another is what you don't think about is back to school time is coming up in August, because a lot of people feel like failures because you know their recovery is tenuous and they're struggling, and then all of a sudden their kids come to them and say, "Daddy, I need these new shoes to go back to school, or I need school supplies," and these guys are like, "Oh my God, I can't," and Christmas is coming also, so. That's another high stress time for our what I will call our vulnerable population. So,
how has, as the progressive voice of Charlottesville, how has the progressive party of Charlottesville received 94.7?
You know, I want to keep this as positive as possible because, after all, you and I are both uncontrollable optimists. Progressives in town individually have been spectacular. You know, Sean McCord was sitting in with you for you one day and had Dee Dee Smith on. Your first guest was Dee Dee Smith. The first person when we had this idea I went to talk to was Kristen Zekas. I like both of them. They're very sweet, very nice, very smart, and willing to help. I went to the local, the head of the local Democrats. I don't think that this person is the head of the Charlottesville Democrats any longer. But I went to him and I said, "Hey, a year from now, I'm going to launch this great progressive radio station. I think you guys can really take off. We can do get out the vote stuff. We can really get the message of issue based environment. We can get all that stuff out." And about half an hour after them telling me my business plan was flawed, telling me I was going to fail and not wanting to be a part of it, I just said, "Okay, well, thank you for your help." And I asked them for a simple thing. I said, "Can you please?" I hope this doesn't get me in trouble. I said, can you please just send an email to your listserv and just say, hey, there's a progressive radio station coming. If you want to be a part of it, please call Jeff Leonard. And they said, no, we won't do that. So anyone out there that thinks that we are supported or run by or shills for the Charlottesville Democratic Party, you know, some of the people in that party are my dear friends, and they are helping. But as a concerted, unified party, we're getting absolutely no support, financial or any sort of labor, anything. So we are completely separate and distinct.
But you're still looking for help from people. How do you? I mean, how, you know? I'll be a shill for WPDC for a moment here. I'm trying not to toss you nothing but softballs, but I'll give you one here, which is you. The station does still need volunteers and assistants in a variety of ways.
We do, and we need people to come in here to volunteer. And our budget is such that we can't afford to pay staff right now.
Eventually, are we going to be doing fund drives?
I hope not. I really hope not. We've set up a business plan where we don't need a whole lot of money to stay on the air. If we can, no one here is looking to get rich. We are just trying to deliver content based issues that we believe in. And if you feel like you want to help guide this, we would welcome the assistance. You know, if say you're from, you know, your big thing is to get out to vote. We had one of our gentlemen who volunteers really wants to help get out to vote. He thinks voting, as we all should, but is crucial. So he comes in and he volunteers, and then his sort of, that's his issue, is GOTV. So he cuts us a spot, and we run the spot, you know, about, you know, Tuesday, November 3rd is election day. Don't forget to vote. And so if you come in here from the mental health community or for someplace, we will certainly air your PSAs, because that's what we're all about, is helping other people who are helping other organizations who are helping people get the word out. That's to sum up what our goal is. I think that's probably it.
But how does a volunteer become a volunteer?
Easiest way is to go to 947-WPVC.org or hit us up on Facebook.
Okay.
You can also call the studio hotline at 284-9470. How was that? Was that good?
That was what I was trying to offer you.
Thanks. I appreciate the freebie.
Know, well, let's go to that. You know, again, right after this, we're going to get into what some of the shows are out there, aside from this one, which thank you for listening to as a new listener at WPVC. Mark this on your radio station, your phone, your home, or car radio dial as a keeper, 94.7. What's the difference, or is there a difference between progressive conversation that can be too much versus conservative political conversation that can be too much? Isn't there, you know, if it's one-sided, isn't it one-sided?
I'm afraid that if hypocrisy was a disease, we'd all be dead. So yes, there is too much, and you know, I've gone through a lot because of all this, some of the stuff I've had to do personally. I've gone through some soul searching and some personal growth and development. And one of the funniest things that I came to realize was I couldn't stand intolerance. So when other people were intolerant, I would get so angry at them for their intolerance. Then it dawned on me, wait a minute, I am that person. I am intolerant of intolerance. So I want to have an opportunity for everyone to sort of come in and say what they want, but do it in a respectful and dignified manner. And I think no one person has the answers. I mean, there are some things that some of the conservatives say that I don't disagree with. One of the things I want to do, what I would love to do, let's say you and I are on the opposite side of immigration or gun control or any of the hot topics today. What I would like to sit down as a moderator and do is say, okay, let's find out areas where we can agree. And we sit down and we list what we agree with, and then we can say, okay, let's talk about our where we can agree, and then say, okay, what do we disagree? And I guarantee you, most of this time, you're going to have more points of agreement than you're going to have on points of disagreement. But yet we're so trained and conditioned to, on the negative, you know, that it's just it's embarrassing. It's just hard to listen to. And I find myself, whenever I hear people calling names or screaming at each other, I just got to turn it off because I just can't take it.
It makes for better radio.
As one of our consultants says, controversy sells.
We have consultants.
We have volunteer consultants. We have everybody on the planet is a consultant. You want to call me on my phone and tell me what you want to have. But I've actually one of the surprise. There's a lot of things I've learned in this. But you know, everyone in the Charlottesville radio market that I've talked to has been really kind. You know, I ran into Joe Thomas, who I guess is on the other side of the political spectrum with his shows. And we had a long conversation just about radio. And I like the guy. I like him personally. And, you know, I found some of his advice to be helpful. You know, I've spoken with you. I've spoken with Coy. I've spoken with people all over Charlottesville Radio Dial. And there, I get the sense, pardon me, that they're kind of rooting for us to succeed. You know, one of the best people to talk to, one of our biggest supporters, was Brad Savage at 106.1 The Corner, who's gone. Brad was a great guy and really, really pulling for us to succeed. So it's a small community that everyone knows each other. But I tell you, sometimes the elbows in the corporate world that control those individuals are pretty sharp.
11:32 here on WPVC 94.7, the progressive voice of Charlottesville. We're here with the co-founder of the station, Jeff Leonard, telling us all about, well, I guess we're just talking about talk radio and some of the difficulties and then some of the challenges and goals of this particular station. Let's talk about some of the shows. Let's talk about some of the local shows that you have put together for this station. The local shows are only on the weekends, correct?
That's correct.
All right. Everybody's incredibly familiar with this show because that's why they're listening. You know, they set their Sunday around this show. They don't go to church. They wait for their shopping until 12 o'clock.
That's well they should. You've trained them well.
That's right. So, but at this point, there are three other local shows, correct?
That is correct.
One other Sunday, two others on Saturday.
Correct. Saturday morning from 9 to 10, we have the Heart and Mind Show, or the Mind and Heart Show. I think it's Heart and Mind Show with Dr. Jeffrey Frazier. Jeff Frazier has been a longtime friend of mine. He has been in private practice for psychotherapy for the past 30 years. He's been qualified as an expert witness in hundreds of criminal and civil matters. He knows the human mind and what motivates it and how it works. And he's a talk therapist. He's not a psychiatrist who's just going to throw medication at the issue. He's going to get it out. He's going to talk. And I've relied on him as a confidant and as a friend for many years. And he's recently retired. And I said, you know, Jeff, why don't the stuff we talk about, the stuff that you know, the community really would be better served with an opportunity to hear it. And he's like, well, let me talk to my wife. And, you know, because he's recently retired and they're both recently retired. And he agreed to do it. And I am honored that a man of his, it's Frazher, if you want to Google him, I'm honored that a person of that caliber would come into this studio, because he is, you know, it's kind of an hour of Zen. You know, he's very soft spoken, as any therapist should be, and does a really, really nice job talking about mental illness and diseases of the mind that affect us all. And it really it's great to learn, and it's really great to listen to.
Saturday
9 to 10.
Saturday 9 to 10.
Followed by, wait for
the biggest show so far.
Oh, Andre is on. I first met Andre Hakes a while back, maybe 10 years ago, when she first came to town to do criminal defense work, and fell in love with her. She was quick to drop the gloves. She was a brawler. You could tell the day you met her that she was who she was, and if you didn't like it, too bad. And if you wanted a challenger, she was up for it. So I watched her in court and watched her grow, and she became what I would consider to be the best criminal defense attorney in Charlottesville. She, you can tell by You can. I know that because if you go to local prosecutors or you go to local police officers and say, if your wife is in trouble, if your mom is in trouble, who do you go to? Without hesitation, they would go to Andre. The first idea for her show was to do LGBT stuff because 2 years ago, gay people couldn't get married. You know, what if your civil union or the person you love is in the hospital? Do you have access to them in the hospital? Can you adopt a child? We were going to do gay law because that was an area that was undefined and up and coming. And I thought that would really be a popular thing here in Charlottesville. But the Supreme Court jumped us and thankfully allowed people to be people and love to be love. And you and I can get married if we wanted to.
Except your wife might have a problem with that.
They're probably listening. Hi, honey.
My girlfriend would have an issue. Yeah.
But so I didn't want to lose Andre. And so we just started to develop this criminal and this intersection of like criminal law and social justice, which is all over the news right now. And with her access in Court Square, she's able to get some pretty important topics on the air and some pretty and she's spectacular because she's a courtroom attorney. So if you give her some mealy mouth answer, she's not going to stand for that. She's going to penetrate. She's going to probe. But she's going to get it out of you.
And the station's been on the air doing its full time gig for about a month.
3 weeks.
3 weeks. And her one of her shows has already, what I would call, been the biggest of anything that you've done here at WPVC and drew the attention of, I mean, much of Charlottesville social media.
It did, social media and actual physical media. When she came to me and said, I've booked Denise Lunsford, or I've gotten Robert Tracy and Denise Lunsford to do a debate, I was like, well, that's going to be big. So we announced it and we promoted it a little bit.
And, right. For those who don't know, or
for Commonwealth Attorney,
because you're driving through or you live, you didn't go to vote. The Commonwealth Attorney raised it from last Tuesday. Quite the issue.
It was really our only contested race, which we could talk about more. Which is one of the things this station wants to do. Is have like real elections, and the Commonwealth Attorney's race was really the only contested election on the ballot. There was one for clerk, but when we landed that debate or that talk moderated by a criminal defense attorney, other media outlets called me and they're like, can we put a camera in right. there? How did
exactly.
you get this? You've been on the air 12 days. How on earth did you land this? And my response was, I have no idea. Andre's good. So we got the debate and and it was spectacular. She held both candidates to account and she asked really good, really fair questions. You know, one of the frustrating things was it was a pretty nasty race. It got professional, it got personal, and people called in that and got through the call screener that clearly had some agendas, and they wanted to say some things that weren't particularly flattering, and it was nasty. But and that's really some of the stuff that we don't want to have here. But I fully expect Andre in the future to fill the void because people really want to know what's going on in Court Square. There's some big trials coming up. It's really where,
especially, and now we have a new Commonwealth Attorney to deal with some
right.
of those.
So that Mr. Tracy
right.
did win. So
right.
it's going to be.
Those cases don't go away or don't tag along with Ms. Lunsford.
No, they are going to have to be handled, and there's some pretty strict time frames set in place for that right now. So they're going to be done, and who better to bring you what's going on than the best criminal defense attorney in my view in Charlottesville? Let's see, what do we got Sunday morning, Rick Moore?
We're here, and you and I both know about that. But at 10 o'clock,
we've got Homegrown. Clinton Johnston and Leslie M. Scott Jones do a, I don't want to say live arts because that's probably copyrighted. I'll get in trouble.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
They do a live theater show and live entertainment show and art opening. So if there are individuals who are doing plays or who are doing art openings or festivals, the Pride Festival or whatever, they're the ones that are going. You're going to hear about it here. We're going to bring in the directors of the plays. We're going to bring in the directors of the festivals. You know, we're going to have we had the their second show. They had the Charlottesville band, the that was downtown. So, you know, about 10 years ago, 15 years ago, when I met Clinton, I said, you know, if I ever you need a voice, because you're funny, you're grandiose, you have a voice that needs to be heard. And then he introduced me to Leslie M. Scott Jones. Fell in love with her because she's smart. She's and she has access in that community also. So I think the two of them are really going to do very well in that time slot leading up to you.
Again, Jeff Leonard here with us today. He's a co-founder of WPVC. We're talking about what is the station going to do. So quick before we take the next break. Are there going to be other local shows, or have you gotten your, is it the Saturday, Sunday, you know, 10 to 12 time slot that you're doing the local stuff?
We have room for more local, for, you know, these are hard to roll out. These are time consuming.
Hey, if you tell people that they can have an hour on a live microphone, that is where you'll get your volunteers. You may have a lot of weeding out to do, but those people will come to your door.
I totally agree. And the way, and what I would like to do with that is, the idea is to sort of have people come in with ideas that are sort of, that Rod and I and our board feel is in line with what we're trying to do, and have them produce minutes. So let's say you're from the Legal Aid and Justice Center. I just saw Wes this morning running the race. If you come in and produce a minute, and that minute gets underwritten, and that minute becomes popular, and people are talking about it on social media, and people are talking about it around town, that's the sort of stuff we want to expand into an hour. So we'll give you a minute if it's in line, and we'll run that minute. And if it begins to grow, then that's certainly something we could grow into. We have a couple ideas for additional shows. One thing I did learn about the local radio world is that it's not always good to share your ideas, because sometimes people will jump in front of you and try to do your idea and leaving you to scramble.
Wonder why that happens. 11:43 here on the Sunday Morning Wake Up Call.
You're listening to the Sunday Morning Wake Up Call on 94.7, the progressive voice of Charlottesville. The Wake Up Call is brought to you by Tiger Fuel, heating oil and propane for your home or business, and the award-winning Markets of Tiger Fuel, with 6 area locations.
And back in action here on the Sunday Morning Wake Up Call. Our guest again, Jeff Leonard. It's a nice shiny day outside. I can see the sunrise, and it's supposed to be up till about the mid-60s. So I hope you're enjoying your beautiful Sunday morning. Jeff, we'll get into the national shows in a minute. We chatted about this for just a second earlier about when you were defining progressive, but why the electronic music format? Even if I buy into the, that's progressive music, why is that the choice of what to play when there isn't talk radio going?
Even a man as simple as myself can figure this out. You look at the number there's magazines and there's online things that you can look at to say, what's the number one and number two music in the world? Right now, It's a tie between electronic dance music and hip-hop for the number one and number two music in the world. So I look around the Charlottesville market and I say, well, hip-hop's covered. No electronic dance music. EDM is... So when you and I were growing up, who were your... I'm going to go into my sales pitch now. Who do you remember from your youth, and probably our listeners remember? You remember Guitar Heroes, okay? You remember Eric Clapton, Jeff
sure.
Beck.
Yep.
Eddie Van Halen, who else? Can you? Those guys were replaced by rappers. Okay, rappers, Jay-Z, Biggie Small, Eminem, Tupac.
I'll give you that.
So rappers replaced Guitar Heroes. So Guitar Heroes, and now the rappers are being replaced by EDM DJs. So, which... I'm going to, you know, like, I don't know if questions, but how much do you think the number one EDM DJ gets for one night of DJing?
I'll undercut it and say $50. Knowing that it's, you know, more.
If you look at Forbes magazine, it's this guy Chris, whatever his name is. He's dating Taylor Swift, or at least he was. He gets between $350,000 and $500,000 per night to DJ. The guy made like $50 million last year. What he does that's so different than that I could do, I got no clue. But if there's that much money and that much listenership and that much demand, I think it deserves to be on the air in Charlottesville. And
here's my question about it is, have your volunteer consultants shown that the demographic listening to talk radio is the same demographic listening to electronic dance music?
Oh, it's totally different. It's totally different.
Or that those who are, because the electronic dance music is going to start at noon when you and I finish up. That the those who are listening, the demographic listening to us, are they going to continue to listen at noon? Or are those waiting for the music to start at noon, are they going to turn on at 11 or 11:45 or 11:59?
You know, one of the things that I think I've learned about this whole thing is that shows like yours are destination radio. I mean, people set their clock by watch. They say whatever they're doing, they're going to know if they like your show at 11 o'clock, they're going to turn it on.
Yeah, they just want to hear what the guest is and the topic is, and then
they decide whether they're going to listen or not.
Or like, now, you know, I don't like politics, right. Or... You know,
But with the electronic dance music, it's going to be a different demographic than who typically listens to your show. But who we're picking up on the EDM is going to be the people that are scanning the dials, that hear a beat that they like, that hear a remix of a top 40 song that they like, and they're going to keep it there. And there's largely high school kids. I mean, right now, if you go to Club M&M or you go to the Annie Room or these house parties that these high school kids are having, is that's what they're doing. If your kid says, "Dad, I want to go down to the Ante Room tonight," what's going to happen is there's going to be an EDM DJ that's their favorite EDM DJ from Monticello High School, and they're going to be there, and they're going to have a dance party. That's what kids are doing. That's what the first couple years of UVA kids are doing. I mean, it is a real it's taking off. An event. You Google, you know, Sunshine, EDM Sunshine Festival, and you'll be shocked to see. I mean, these people are selling out the Rose Bowl. I mean, it is so unbelievably huge. So I get your point that it's not in keeping with Tom Harkman and Stephanie Miller, but it's still a need in Charlottesville that it's still an business opportunity in Charlottesville that's not being met. Now, I will tell you, one of the things we're going to do that very few people know about, because I might be breaking news here, but on
click.
We just came to terms with DJ El Nitro the Mercenary. Really nice guy. He's the number one. I love the guy.
Doesn't match the name at all.
No, he's not, it doesn't. But he was in here the other night, and he says, "I'd like to do a show that speaks to my Spanish-speaking brothers and sisters. I want to do a show that speaks to my community," because he had a little internet radio show that was crushing it. And he said, "What would it look like if I came over here on Sundays?" And I said, "It would look like me with a big smile." So starting December 6th on Sunday from 4 p.m. to 10 p.m., we're going to have Spanish-based content, locally produced Spanish-speaking based content that is going to be Latino music. It's going to be music that is the music of Central America, and the community, Hispanic community in Charlottesville is huge.
Yes,
and it's thriving, and largely it's underground. So if you go over, today's Sunday, if you go over to Walker Upper Elementary School this afternoon, you're going to see a large portion of the Hispanic population playing soccer and cheering on. I mean, it's a party.
Go
over
down
there
to the Catholic Church down near Fashion Square Mall.
The Church of the Incarnation has a Catholic Mass that ends at 3:30. We didn't pick 4 o'clock out of the air.
Well, El Mercenario is going to need to change his name if he's wandering around making you smile. I'm sorry, but it doesn't fit.
It,
hey, is the our programs, or especially the local programs, because the national ones, obviously, I'm sure you can go online and find them as podcasts and streaming. Can the currently the four and upcoming additions to 94.7, can those be found as podcasts? Are they being streamed? Will they be available as being streamed?
So podcast, yes. Streaming is going to probably happen next month. We're set up to stream. In the thought of full disclosure, it's $84 a month to stream. So
you mean for a listener pays
for
that?
Me to put it out over the air on our website is $84
so
a month.
So the station has to pay $84
a month
to make it available to people. That's
correct. And we're waiting for some of the revenue to come in so that we can then begin to do that. We're doing this on a budget, and none of us want to go in debt, and none of us want to become poor.
Yeah, if you've noticed, there hasn't been, other than the PSA you read for toilet lift, we haven't done any underwriting this hour.
And we had in order to get underwriting, it's a chicken and the egg argument. In order to get underwriting, you have to get on the air, you have to generate a little bit of listenership, and you have to be professional and competitive. And I think we're getting there, because what I don't want to have happen is to have a salesperson show up at whoever's shop, and then they turn on 94.7 and just have it sound awful, because we're training our staff, we're training our on-air personalities, myself included. And it's got to be professional before we can sell the product, and that's or at least underwrite the product, and that's what we're doing right now. But hopefully we'll be able to we'll be having it up streaming probably next month.
11:52 here on WPVC 94.7 Progressive Voice of Charlottesville. Jeff Leonard here. We're talking about the station and what's happening. Jeff, I asked earlier in the hour about Jeff Leonard and his were Jeff's political views going to push what the station does, presents, and how it presents it. Is there any sort of ombudsman, that's the word I want, or public editor to prevent that from happening? Someone from the side looking in saying, wagging their finger at you, saying, I don't know, Jeff, that may not be the way you want to do things.
My wife. No,
wait a minute. Because you've already got your isn't your mother-in-law the
volunteer? My mother-in-law is our volunteer coordinator, and she is far more left than I am, I can tell you that. So, everyone thinks they have an open mind, but I try to listen to everybody, and there are things that go out on some of these national shows that I really don't necessarily agree with all the time. But, we're going to find our water level, and we're going to exercise control where we feel it. It needs to be exercised. So I'll tell you a funny story, because I speak in stories. Is our second day on the air, one of our national shows, Mark Levine called me and says, "Hey, do you want to be on my national radio show?" I was like, "Oh my God, I'd love that. That'd be great publicity." He says, "Yeah, I'm from Virginia. We'll talk for about 5 minutes, and we'll welcome you to Charlottesville. We'll welcome Charlottesville to the national scene." So I was like, "Okay, I'm ready." So he calls me up and he says, "Hey, Jeff, it's Mark. Like 2 minutes before we go on the air, he's like, I just cleared the first half of our show for you. So what we're going to do is we're going to come back and talk about Charlottesville for a couple of minutes. Then we're going to go into national politics. Okay, I'll be back in a minute." I was like, what? I got to talk about national politics? Oh my, I'm not prepared for that. So little surprises that pop up like that along the way are
real
fun.
Quick, because I know that you're taking a family member to a party. So let me toss out here the names of the national shows. You've got Democracy Now! Airs what day and what time?
Democracy Now! With Amy Goodman. You think America's number one progressive news source is MSNBC? It's not. It's Democracy Now! With Amy Goodman. How was that? Was that good?
When is it on?
It's on from 6 to 7 at night. So we rebroadcast it. It's on during the morning.
It's on 94.7.
94.7. 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. weekday nights.
And I have Bill Press and Friends.
Bill Press and Friends. Once we get our staff trained, Bill Press will be on from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m., followed by Stephanie Miller. I think Stephanie Miller is She is going to be big in certain segments of our community. She's very she's very outspoken. Her father ran for, I think he was George McGovern's running mate.
In grief.
Yes. Yeah, so she plays that. She was raised in a conservative household, and she's this. I think I would describe her as a lesbian comedian whose father was a Republican, and she's great. I really enjoy her show.
Tom Hartman.
Tom Hartman is on from 3 to 6. I'm sorry, from noon to 3, Monday through Friday. Tom Hartman is he's probably the cream of the crop. He's really, really good. If you're going to choose one show to listen to, he's the show that I think most people would think is probably the best.
Leslie Marshall's
show is cut up into two parts. Mark Levine covers the first hour for Leslie from 3 to 4, and then Leslie Marshall comes in from 4 to 6. Leslie's pretty loud. She's where the others sort of take a passive approach and sort of understated to talk softly to be heard more. She talks louder to be heard more. So she's if you like your politics a little more aggressive, Leslie's your show.
And you said Mark Levine.
Mark Levine's on from 3 to 4. He's going to actually cut out his show. Mark Levine just got elected. Our nationally syndicated talk show just got elected to the Virginia House of Delegates from Alexandria, or from Arlington. I'm sorry. So he's going into the House of Delegates January 1. So he's going to be busy trying to craft our budget for the first 2 months. So he's going to take a little break while
and that would be my suggestion to our volunteer website person, is to put all this stuff on the website so I can click and see what's on and what time.
I totally agree. We're actually in the market for a volunteer website developer.
Ooh,
so
there you go.
If you're progressive minded out there and want to run a website,
new listener driving down the road or listening while you're waiting to go do your grocery shopping.
There, give us a shout. We're ready.
11:57 here on the wake up call. Just a few moments left. You know, Jeff, one of the things that bothers me most, or concerns me most, is what I should say, that concerns me most, is we have a couple monitor screens in front of me, and I asked that question about, you know, ombudsman, et cetera, is that it would be just so easy to just sit here and open up social media and read the garbage and state it as true fact to people who are listening on the other end of the airwaves.
I think people have made a lot of money doing that here lately. I mean, I think that's sort of a business model for
For me, this station isn't paying anything. it's volunteer. You made that quite clear.
Yes. I hope that I actually bought the domain wherefactsmatter.com. So don't go there yet, because God knows we don't have a web developer yet. But we want to put forward things from a factual basis. You know, facts are, it used to be that facts matter. But now when you present people on the other side of an argument with actual facts, they'll dismiss your facts as insignificant and irrelevant because they certainly don't trump their impassioned beliefs. And that's got to change. I mean, facts at some level have to dictate what we go forward with. You know, in education, in criminal justice, in medicine, it's all evidence-based practice. It's best practices. Let the facts dictate the course and lead us where we're going. And that's certainly something that we're going to try to do here.
Well, with the support of Jeff Leonard and WPVC, some of the shows that we'll have lined up here on Wake Up Call, David Toscano will be joining us. He is the local delegate to the Virginia House of Representatives. We'll be talking politics, UVA Center for Politics. We'll be talking about the presidential races. International Rescue Committee will be here. The Haven, talk homelessness, shelter for help and emergency. We'll talk poverty with the Charlottesville Works Initiative. James River Association to talk environmental issues. Bring it on. Send us an email. Go to the Facebook page. Let us know what you want us to talk about, and we'll do it. Jeff, thanks so much for being here.
It's a dream come true. Thanks, Rick.
Looking forward to better dreams for you. I'm sure your wife can say the same. All right, next up to that electronic dance music,
EDM jams out of the Netherlands. We are one of five places in the country that have permission to run EDM jams out of the Netherlands. It's us, Seattle, Chicago, Washington, New York. So we are the metro center.
Next week, we'll have Carolyn Engelhardt on from the UVA School of Medicine. We'll be talking about Obamacare, also known as the Affordable Care Act, depending on whether you like it or hate it.
This has been the Sunday Morning Wake-Up Call on 94.7, the progressive voice of Charlottesville. The Wake-Up Call is brought to you by Tiger Fuel and the markets of Tiger Fuel. Production assistance and engineering from Sean McCord and Mike Friend. Be sure to join Rick next Sunday morning at 11 a.m. for the Wake-Up Call, only on WPVC-LP Charlottesville.